Blog Talk Radio.
That's wonderful, Sam Cooke. And the message of change. Thank you for tuning in, and we'd like to talk some more about conscious things. It is an opportunity to be alive and well. And just to think that as an individual, we have to be careful about living our lives in the wrong way. Because just to think of the value of being alive and the great process that causes us to be alive and well, be in good health. What it means. Because remember, while we are alive, There are other people out there dying. Our day will come, but it doesn't come yet. Right? As long as we're alive, it doesn't come yet. But it is coming. I'm reflecting on the day before we were born. You know, you and I, life is to be personalized. You know that? It must be personalized, because if you don't personalize your life, then what are you doing? What do you personalize? Everybody else? No. Life is first about you and I. And we are born into this world, right? And when we were born into this world, there were people. What were they doing? What were they doing? You tell me, well, significantly, it is important to say we are born under what is called, you know, a system that is called AD Anadamani. We born come to the church and the Bible and everybody go to church, right? Now, what do you make of that? You know, there are a lot of people born and died. They don't know what it is. They don't know what AD Anadamani is. They didn't even hear about it. Now, you won't enjoy listening to what I'm saying, because the programming that you're under, I was too, because I grew up and in the church. But just think that someday things change in my head, my thinking, and I realize things, and it's not a illusional thing or a delusional thing. It's that I read, because the years before, I wasn't reading well enough to even understand anything. That's the truth, and that's very important, that my early years in the church was not an educated thing, because I didn't read to know what the church was. I only, it's on what I would call automatic assumption. It's just, I don't know, I was born and see my parents, and we are no different from the ducks and the chicks. You ever seen the duck with like 11 or 12 brand new chicken? You know, and I watch and see all the trail behind the mother. You know, this big, you know, and the way they lined up and follow, you know, it's like a chain, and they follow in line behind each other. Oh, they learn so quick. Yeah, the nature in them, right? Yes, the intelligence in them. They going to be taught by their parents, and that's it. Well, that's the way I am. That's my experience, too. Just like the little ducklings. I mean, I don't see any one of those little ducklings behave like they know better than what, you know, mother is doing, leading them around and teach them to pick up worms out of the grass. Right? But to tell you something, the little ducklings couldn't do anything else. They can't do what any other living thing does. It has to do with what it understands, right? And, you know, they in that line that they lined up, you know, I mean, which one go first? Which one go second? But look, they are lined up. They are lined up. Yes. They are lined up. Quite all right. And they are not fussing with each other. They're not fussing with each other. And so were we. We're born and we see things around us. And we learn from what we see. All right? Now, I am talking about the privilege of life. You're born into a world and you're going to form an idea of your own and live a certain kind of... Who tell you that you're right? If you did not read the right information and develop an attitude and a concept of life, how do you know you're right? You grow up with the Bible. And that's it. It seals the deal about your life. And you or the person who, by growing into maturity and think for yourself, understand things and operate, you, the key and core essence about your life is to understand the world you're living in and how you fit in. Your behavior, how you are to live a productive life. Where do you learn that from? So you can see life is a personalized thing in that context, that as it has to do with you. Because since we are people who will be doing some transaction that affects other people, then we must know the rules, the equitable rules in dealing with other people. Do they need to understand the same rule? All right? So we live in a world with words. And everywhere you go, there's books, there's records. Imagine that. People, a lot of people out there doing a business. And what do they have? Paper, you know, things on paper, books. All kind of information in writing. Because nobody has ever proved that they can live without words. All right? So there's a lot of things in the world for us to understand, you know? And when we don't understand those things, life is out of balance. And so it is that I grew up in church. Just a second. Hello? Yes, my friend. I grew up in church, so I didn't read, and my education, when I say education, I mean, you know, the general things that you learn from your surrounding, even before you go to school. I was fed those information, and like I say, walk like a duckling behind my parents and just do whatever they lead me to do. So I did not understand the world until I personally began to read and pay attention to issues in the world and learn what is the right source of knowledge. When I began to read myself, now, is it different with you? Is it different with you? Look, I am thinking about life in the way I see it makes sense. The way life makes sense. And for each of us to get to understand what makes sense. You know yourself as a female, right? And you learn to understand what life is as a female. And the male, I am a male, and I see and behave like a male because that's my nature. And therefore, the world that we are in is not created by us. Therefore, I am compelled. All of us are compelled, whether or not we understand or not, but we are compelled to fit in to the world system. Not from, let's say, a governmental standpoint, but from the information standpoint. Information regardless of what transaction and or what system you're dealing with, there is that knowledge that we are to have. Who told us that there is a spiritual life and a, what they call, a secular life? Who told us that? That psychologically speaking, there is an attitude makes you do certain things. So we are taught that attitude from information fed to us. Where that information come from? Now, we talk about, like in my case, the Bible, what we call the Word of God. Think about that. That most of my early life, say from age 7, and I grow past that childhood stage, and I grow up affected by what the church teaches. And what the concept is a worldview concept, even though I didn't know, but a world concept was forming my mind. And during my early adult time, that early teaching and concept, I developed that. That become my sense of reasoning. But remember, this is a world that I came into. The world did not come into me. I come into the world. And I learn about the world. Why did I have to learn about that? I had no choice. That's the way life is. As long as you're found alive and you have parts, you know, of a person, you develop with attributes, with, you know, to react to the world around you that you must learn about. What happened when you learn the wrong thing? You won't even know it. You don't know it. The Bible that we got in this era, AD and Adaman, the Bible. Life is such a funny thing that when you're not aware that something is wrong and that's what is put to affect you, you are not going to know it's wrong. How are you going to know it's wrong? So you're born in this world and you're going to develop to live in this world until you're no longer around. So during the time you're living in the world, at whose mercy are we to teach us the right thing? When will we discover what the truth is about the world? You know, I'm looking at a pattern. I'm thinking of the pattern right now of where we come from. Where we come from, my friends. We come from right here. Here is a place to start from to take us out of confusion. Here is a very crucial piece of information, and this information is not, I'm not reading it from something that I wrote. I'm reading it from what is called history, the record of the past. So this is jurisdictional information. You can't decide how to react to it and behave in your way. Because you come into the world never come into you. So you will have to pay attention to the information. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about the Bible that you grew up with, Adam and Eve in a garden? Have you ever thought about that? You grow up with it, Adam and Eve in a garden. And we don't know anything else, but in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. And that is the foundation of our perception of the world by which we react to it. We are reacting to the world that we come in. The world is not reacting to us. What is your awareness, your sense of awareness of the world that you're in? Are you just living like some animals out there that don't have human real human intelligence. They have their own. And they are reacting to the world that they born into. Now, we as civilized people, we are under the, you call it, is a mandatory thing. Learn to read, to understand things, and to react to the world that we are in. Now, the obligation is for parents, beginning with the parents, to know how to guide you, because we are like ducklings. Anything they do, and it's the reason why we are vulnerable, because when we're born to parents who are careless, parents who don't really know of anything that they are to teach us, but they know to whip our ass when we were not doing the right thing, according to them, right? So issue is, as confusing as it gets, to leave out the confusion and focus on what we are supposed to know. Because what happened when our parents didn't know and give us a Bible? And who give our parents the Bible? It's going to be like monkeys in the cage. Our parents were taught it, and they beget us, and they don't have anything else to teach us beside that. So you are in the church and the Bible, and you don't have a wider sense than the one you get with your parents. And they go into church, and everything in their lives is about the church, and the Bible controls everything. My friends, at the vulnerability of a child born into the world. That's where we come from. Look at how vulnerable we are. Like a duckling. Don't know whether the mother is leading us right, but we are joined. We are following. We don't say, no, we're not coming. No. We all go through the teaching that the parent lead us through. And then your brain is only going to do what you're taught, because we are only set up that way, that animals have their young, and they teach the young. Nature teach the mother and so. So whatever our parents are taught, it's like nature teach them. And when we say nature teach them, we're talking about like the church institution that they are brought up in. Because they are adult now and having children, but they were a baby too, right? And grow up and start having babies. So what happened, you know, with the fact that they are born vulnerable, everybody born vulnerable. And when you're born into a society where you have political rule destroy the way of life and change the course knowledge and teach you something completely different. And when your brain don't know anything different, you're going to do whatever. You're going to do something. What is really bothering me? What is bothering me is the white people. Because I cannot get over what I am reading in the World is a textbook. Because the white people is is in history. There is nothing else that is right knowledge beside history, because history, world history, is the record of the past. And if we're not paying any attention, if we don't get the chance to pay attention to the world history textbook, the world history information recorded and leave here for us, if we're not concerned about that, then what are we concerned with? What is our value when we are acting outside of the informational the channel that is to make us know and live the right life? If it is not, it's not the healthcare book. It's not another book. It's the history. And it is not the history that somebody is guessing, is it right? No. The midwife knows how to deliver a baby. Right? Is anybody telling the midwife you're wrong? Mm-mm. So, this portion I want to read to you, because it is inclusive and it is inclusive, that it doesn't matter who the person is. They are under jurisdiction to the source of history. Just like your birth certificate. Similar principle, so that it is to avoid confusion of life. We know who is who and what must be done, what course we must all follow by the history, nothing else. Because the thing is, once you decide to go down a different road than what history classifies, it's the blueprint for us to live. And we have a system that is called ownership. Ownership. Ownership is going to relate to who you are. You understand ownership means something that you have. And in the home, you are given, you know, things, dress of your own. And let's say you are like five children in the home. Everybody, you know, have their own clothes. And whether or not, you know, you'll wear each other's clothes, or that doesn't really matter, because it doesn't mean anything unless you don't want nobody wear your clothes. But you will have siblings that your name can wear the same clothes and it doesn't really matter, right? So we are talking about ownership. If you lend something you have to somebody, it's your own, but you lend it to somebody else. That's all right. If, you know, we talk about agreement, well, we have to agree, because if you don't agree for me to, you know, use your stuff, I am not supposed to use it, right? No, I'm not supposed to use it. And we know, well, when we pass by the neighbor's property, we don't just jump on their property and go get what we want from their property. We do not do that. And we have laws that see to it that we behave the right way. And it's all what history set us up to do, is to learn how to live. All right. First of all, is to know who you are as a human. You have to first know that. You have to know that. And this part of the World History textbook is talking about the early stages of human development. And it bothers me when I read some of the expression that illustrate these important things. And the reason why is because we have white people that take over the world. White people are sodomites. They are not civilized, but they take over the world. We are the civilized people. Life cannot live the proper way when we have this kind of a situation. Then when we are born into the situation that sodomite create in a Bible have nothing to do with the history, what kind of a life do you think is going on? All right. Where do you fit into what I'm going to read? I'm going to read it and, you know, just try to read it the best I can. I'm not a good reader, right? But just if you understand anything of what I'm saying, is human intelligence, the brain that we have, and all the businesses that being transact, you know, all around the world. Business cannot run unless you have people with good brain to run them. And some things easier than some. You know, certain job that is out there for people to do. It's a special skill that you have to have. You see. So this is the world that we are in, and it is for sure, if you don't have an identification of yourself, that's not a good life at all that you're living, if you don't know yourself, because you never read a history book that defines you as a person, all right? Early stages of humanity. So we should not be going around and don't know that. And if that is happening, well, as soon as possible, as you can, reach to understand it, the information like what I'm talking about now, because I'm not talking about I want something from you, you know, for what I'm saying. So what I'm saying, I consider it a conversation, having a conversation about this point of view, the situation that we are born and raised in, and what we come from childhood with. If we come from childhood with the Bible, Adam and Eve, that's the way we're going to live our lives. Mature adult, you're talking about Adam and Eve because that is given to you and you think that is the real information to control your brain. All right. There is so much confusion in the world today because of the Bible. People don't really know who they are. They're not interested. They only believe in Jesus and in the Father of Jesus Christ, who begot God our Son. And that will be what controls us. Because we don't know anything else. What happened when none of that is true? You're an adult. You have children. And you take them to church as well. But you don't know that the Bible is not a book for you. Somebody set up the book. That's the way we are here today. White people. White people who are as insane as you're going to get. For one, they don't born like civilized people. They are evolved creatures over time.
long, 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 a million years before black people were created. Hybrid. Right? The first scientists to do it are the gods to read about in history, and that you read about a lot in the Bible. And these white people are writing that in a Bible because they want to have a certain place in life. They want to have a place in life that don't belong to them. They are evolved creatures, yes, and they want to have a place in life that they aren't qualified for. Because they, by being evolutionary product, they come up with a biological system that is not ready for civilized life. I'm serious. When we talk about homosexual not ready for civilized life. You take what I'm saying seriously. Because it's true. You might think that they're like people and stuff like that. No. Homosexuals are really garbage. It's not a joke. What the history is going to tell us, homosexual is garbage. So when they work their way into a place in life that they don't belong, this is what we have, a world that is chaos, a world that don't have no standard or nothing like that. Gun and all this kind of stuff. And when you think that gun is something that should be abolished and thrown aside, oh no, they write a constitution and they're going to tell you how much gun you carry. They want to make a provision that it has to be licensed. But you can carry as much as you want and just kill as many people as you want. All right, let me read this here. Early stages of development, talking about civilized human being, because the civilized human being are not evolutionary product. Civilized people come from the creation of the gods. In history, as I am reading it right now, Homo sapiens, form of humanity that is not civilized. And such are the Homo erectus people and other kind of a name given to humanoid, human-like, Homo life, like Homo erectus and Homo sapien sapien, right? Homo sapien is not an evolved species, but Homo erectus is evolved species. You see, coming out of the first level and the second level humanity. But fortunately, Homo sapien is an independently created early human, but the third level humanity, right? So their level of intelligence is above the earlier, like Homo erectus, right? So this is what we have here, and it is a very, very serious thing for us to know, at least for us to know the principle that we are governed by, and that is the power that a human, intelligent, civilized human being has to live by. And if you don't know it, my friends, you're pretty much like an animal out there. Right, so the early stage of development. So this is telling us,
Take a listen. Although modern science has given us more precise methods for examining the prehistory of mankind than we have ever had before, much of our understanding of early humans still depends on guesswork. And this is not true. Now, you will, and this is happening because of the white people who come in to take a place in life that not belonging to them. It's the reason why you're hearing, reading something like this. I am only able to make an objection to it because I have read history, prehistory. I know that this is not true. In the world history textbook I'm reading, not everything in this world history textbook is not true. But these sodomite white people, they come in and begin to turn it around. You see? All right. But I am still reading it because it is carrying the essence that they're of development, you know what I mean? They're still talking about the early stages of development, but they are adding things to it not supposed to be there. So you have got to understand the main core of history and the way history deliver information to us without mud in there. But these sodomite white people, they get to change the discipline of civilized life. That's what the Bible is all about. To mess up civilized life. All right. So let's go on because it's going to be up to what we know and what we do with what we know. Right? Prehistory gives us everything. Sumerian language gives us everything that is true and implements the civilized life. These white people, you know, I set things up for we to think that we are in the right world, and, you know, they want to do evil and do good mix up together. They don't know what it is to evil aside, wherever, you know, it come from. So they don't care about their identity. Because they are pretending who they are right now. That's what the white people are doing. Pretending who they are. While the history is saying one thing, they are writing and, as it were, implement history. That's what the white people are doing. Implementing history. That is something for people to understand, what white people are doing. And listen to what makes sense so that you are able to protect yourself. All right. I am talking to you as somebody who grew up in church until I am, you know, way up in, you know, in age. And start to read and begin to see reality. So it's like anybody listen to what I'm saying, the result is that talk to me. That's what is necessary, is for us to talk. Because I have the World History Textbook here, and I wonder a lot of time, why people don't want to talk about these things? Why? Because we have a liquor sense.
we just run and pollute the sense that we have and change up the system of social, you know, civilized society into something else. It's like, oh, we are on our own. You know, when we are to learn about how to live, we decide that we're going to make up a system of life, and that's what people are to be governed by. So some more of this and see how far we can get with it. So I said, you know, this heading I'm reading here is that the white people are turning the early stages of life into something else. Because they're telling you, although science, this is their argument, although modern science has given us, instead of just open up with exactly what it is, no, they have to say, although, so that they have a motive to go somewhere already. If you're reading it good, you will see they already have an idea where they want to take this early development, because they don't have kind of development being born civilized. They don't have that experience. And the way they go to start having some kind of a sense about how life goes on, it doesn't fit. They don't belong into talking this kind of a talk at all. And if they do so, not in a world is a textbook. Because the world is a textbook exclude them from being civilized. I mean, white people. White people are not included in the official certified world is a textbook. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You see what I mean? And there's nothing else to be said than to follow the world is a textbook. And where they try to mess it up, you know, nothing, don't go like that, because what is superior to this book is the Sumerian, Atra-Assi-Sex. That's what is superior to this world is a textbook. But this world is a textbook is invaluable. And you have to know that these sodomites come in and decided that they are going to modify our history and take charge to say, to write edict of what our history is. That's what these sodomite white people, that's what they are doing. They don't belong. All right. By now, you must know that white people take over everywhere black people have. You know that. Everywhere, and say they are ruling the world with AD and Adamani. It does. It's not. You can't find anything in the world. It's a textbook right here to authenticate AD and Adamani. Where AD and Adamani come from? Sodomite white people. Okay. So if you are African and you don't know, you need to start pay attention to the official record that tells who we are, what is our identity, all right? So here we go. So these white people want black people to think that your life is a guesswork. You see, because this is what they say here. They're saying, all right, although modern science has given us more precise methods, who was supposed to give it in the first place? Right? So these kind of argument, you have to be a word scientist to understand when somebody is reducing
the thought and what the right thought supposed to be. Because when nothing is wrong with you and what you're doing, then why should somebody try to use language to minimize you? You're not supposed to be minimized when you cannot be proved, you have not been proven wrong. You're following the coherent way of life. Why do they want to come in and open up a perception, whereas you go and mess yourself up? Like, history is telling you, according to fact, how you were created. They write a Bible to say something else, that you believe in the Holy Spirit and in a God of spirit. You see, and make up stories about Adam and Eve in a garden. And when you are born in this world and are taught these things that have nothing to do with history, nothing to do with history, you have got to know that. And they said here, they said, although modern science, and when they said modern science, that's questionable too. Because what you mean by modern science? That's like turning the world upside down. You see, because modern things did not begin civilized life. You see what I mean? If you're not able to reason on this level to protect life, these faggots destroy it and tell you, fuck dog, fuck body, and everything. That's what they come with. Caesar, Gaius Julius Caesar was born 100 B.C. And they are telling you that he was way back in a 509 B.C. That's the way these faggots. And when I tell you that these people don't have any sense, and what you see they're doing out there and talk about, they're running the world, it's simply because black people are sleeping. They're sleeping. Because as soon as I start to read, and when I used to read the Bible, I never find any fault with the Bible. No, I didn't find a fault with the Bible because I wasn't reading well enough to understand that. And to understand that words are words, you got to understand what words say. I never come under that. You see? Now that I'm reading history, the honesty of my mind to follow words, that's all. I used to know stuff. So now when I hear, although modern science, I hear a outsider. I don't hear an insider of civilization talking in writing this passage here. You see what I mean? So when we have these white people behaving like they are life friendly and all this kind of stuff, when all they're really doing is getting worse and worse every day with their system and everything that they have uncivilized, and they are behaving like they have control over everything. No sooner than we know the right thing, they'll have to walk and go back where they come from. Because it just don't work. It just doesn't work. They can't come and tell us they own us and own what we have. That is the worst thing ever. It's words that rule. The right words. The record of the past. It's not what these nomads live on the steppe, interbreed to elevate themselves higher up on the human chain. But most of all, they're a culture to themselves. They don't want that. They don't want that. And that's where the problem lies. Now, I'm reading this to you, so you get a little sense of this.
So this is how the white people talk in the world history textbook, because they intend, just like they call themselves Romans in this world history textbook, and they are not no Romans. All right? So, all right, I can't get back down over this, because it's easy for you to understand. Although modern science has given us more precise methods for examining the prehistory of humankind than we have ever had before. This whole thing is convoluted. Convoluted. You see? I just sense the sodomites just talking things they feel to talk to us, and we are to read it like it is true. Now, this is totally madness. Because prehistory is prehistory. We don't have any science that is reviewing prehistory. Any science that is here today that is good science is a science, not something that they are discovering. But science was never on Earth, and science was never on Earth until the gods came to Earth. These white people, man, you know, these white people must be cast out. They are the devils. Because they're not going to admit that science came with the Elohim. You see, all the church that they set up all out there is to totally dishonor the history of civilized people. And when civilization began 450,000 years ago, and that these white people are from Homo erectus, interbreed up with Neanderthals, and began to enhance the quality of life. But it messes up their head, because they don't have a foundation for civilization. They don't. That's why you see they don't tell you that they convert out of sodomy. No. No. They want everybody to adjust to them. Now, if you think that white people are civilized and making sense about life, not talking about some skills to do some jobs out there. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about humanity, because humanity is the foundation of everything. And if you have that wrong and you want to make something mess up civilization, well, you know, it's up to us human beings who are supposed to protect civilization and not let them come and fuck it all up, because that's what they're doing. Talk about they own what we have. You see what I mean? And everybody is bowing down to it. And listen. Much of our understanding of early humans still, listen, much of it, not all of it, history is written of pre-creation of mankind. Why history doesn't tell us everything? And the history tells us exactly how we were created. DNA, fertilization, in vitro, in glass tube. Pre-history tell us that. Exactly our baby the primordial stage of our origin. That's what history tells us. From the very infant stage, how we were created in birth mothers, because of the hybridization system, two dissimilar life come together to make one life. That's who we are, hybrid, and that's what the issue is. These white people don't want no part of it. They want to get attributes by assuming that life began a different kind of way. That's why you see they going around in the book here talking all these old bunch of slackness, madness. You see? Because why you want to come here and talk about prehistory, don't say everything. And it does. But they want you to believe in the Bible. They don't even have cards to write a Bible. You know that? White people don't have a card, but because when them write a Bible and lie and get black people to believe the lies, that's how they get in control. And black people look upon them like they are really a government power, even when they are stealing from us. Even when they are stealing from us. It is a bad thing. It is a bad thing that the structure of life, these people decide to bomb it up. You see. Because this is what they're doing right here. When I evaluate this portion or this subsection of what they're writing, they are polarizing the history that they're not supposed to write. And black people should see to it that they don't do it. But no, black people are selling each other as slaves to them. That's what they do. Now, if we don't get some help on this, we'll perish. For real. So they are telling us now that much of our understanding of early humans no good enough. Still depends on guesswork. Now, this is blasphemous. Blasphemous. This is a faggot talk. You see, because they want faggot to excel and be, you know, the knowledgeable people in life. No. I mean, come on. They can kill other civilized people like you're killing bugs. And say they are the ones that are civilized knowledge. White people. Everything they have belongs to us. Every single thing they have, the clothes where they wear belongs to us. And they would give the impression like, okay, they own this store, this business, this institution, and all that kind of thing. That's what they do. They don't realize that the bug is bursting in the seam. You see, they are being deflated because them come and take up this whole bunch of this is what you call emulation. That's all they do. Over the past 12,000 years, that's all they do. Learn to wrongly emulate. Because what have they done with 1.8 million years? What white people done with 1.8 million years in Africa? Not in Africa. They leave Africa and go into Europe and Asia. What did they do with 1.8 million years? When it's only over the past 12,000 years, they begin to able to talk or do anything that have any sense. They are writing this kind of way now, but they never wrote that when they were under 1.8 million years. So it is very clear that they learn from us. I mean, but they are they are trying so hard to wash out that memory of their ignorance. All of their lives, since 12,000 years, these white people, since they come and begin to learn civility from the Elohim institution, they begin to work against the black people. And they don't realize that they are being exposed. Being exposed. When they prove that they know better than to fuck ass and fuck boys, when they know that it's not a civilized thing, now that's when they should start being, you know, show themselves like they really have sense. But they can't be taking on these attributes from Neanderthals and the African hybrid people and claim that they are king. They are everything. That doesn't make any sense. And what they are doing, they are tearing down civilization. And even before anybody know them, to do anything politically. They were the first criminal on earth that attacked the civilization of the human race. They do it, and nobody won't talk. Nobody won't talk. And they come now with, you know, making up all these whole bunch of shittery. Both A.D. and a Adamani and a G. Adam and Eve and a devil in a Garden of Eden. This is all the fucking nasty stuff that white people make up. And keep black people shut up. You think about that. And it's only when you know the truth about life, what history says, that's the only time you are able to get these white, nasty, valueless white people. Because all they do is nasty up civilization. That's it. You have to know the truth until you are fierce in telling the truth. Because, how do you, get this done? You can't get it done otherwise, because these fucking ass mad white people, they are endeavor to prove that they are the ones to rule. Fucking ass nature scoff. Nature vomit at that, because not Nagasa. So they want to interbreed with other people and get some knowledge, but it don't take away them fucking ass. Why they love to fuck ass? And that's one thing. If they want to keep their culture, why don't they do that? Why they want to plaster black people with sodomy? You tell me. And if you don't have the answer for it, what are you going to do? Because you need the answer for that. Right here in the World History textbook, they are doing this kind of stuff, knocking down the African civilized people down into the dust. Because our generation is going to come up and read this kind of stuff and believe it. And that means it sucks out the civilized center, I tell you. So they are telling you about They're saying it's our life is guesswork. So that means we were not in all of the history that tells us we are hybrid and made by the gods. No, they rather go into history and able to make up a Bible and talk about Elohim, and God said this and God said that. Where they get that from? They get it out of history. The idea, they get it out of history and pad it up and lay claim and tell you this thing about believe on the Lord and all that kind of stuff. You see, which means they are making a new world, not just, you know, I mean, it's like God is making the world for the first time. You don't understand that's what they do? AD and Adamani is God making the world the first time. Their spirit God and that monotheism God is the God that makes heaven and earth. The moon and everything like that. These white people are disgusting and too nasty and slack and wicked. They will only stop when the truth come up the right way. Nobody that falling down in the street with the truth, but somebody who will carry a vengeance for these fucking idiots. These white fucking ass people. We don't ask them to our territory. And if black people can't see something wrong with that, it means that they perish long time. You perish long time. If you don't see that these white people come and steal everything from us, and you take it like it is something nice about Caesar Augustus give out a decree all men should be taxed, and you don't know that these are the fucking idiots them come and invade and take what they want. You see? And that is the place and every wealth where you have. Think about King Solomon, King David, wealth in Palestine. Where is that? Where is that wealth? They take it. They take it. That's what they have in control today. You see? Now, am I begrudging them? I mean, that would never be a sane question. Because why should I envy somebody for something that is mine? Is there a possible way to begrudge someone for something that they steal from you? It don't work like that. Because these people don't have not even the crumbs of what to tell the truth to put themselves in the right position. Not even the crumbs. All right. Let's see if I can get down to what. So I tell you now that, you know, white people are saying, you are not hybrid. You were created according to them slack and nasty faggot God in the Bible. That's what they are saying. That's what they're telling you. All the churches you see around, that's what they're telling you. That's the message they're sending to you. It's a new world that they created, fucking ass. You see? And they find all kind of way to talk these things and push you out of the way while they embrace Abraham and embrace Moses and all these other patriarchs that they are using. But they use them and then they toss the idea of them away and hold on to what they use because they know black people, this is the adhesion that glue them to the lies and of their establishment. That's what they do because they don't have shit. They don't even have their own shit to make anything credible. So they only use African who are the civilized people. Why don't they use that? They come here now and then 4th July, you know, and they're going to tell you now, you know, celebrate. But what is the foundation they're doing that on? That is after they do all these criminal acts and take possession of our things that they're not supposed to, and we just sit back and make them do it, right? We're getting to the point where it's not going to be that way anymore, because the truth is coming out. They don't have anything to stop the truth from coming out, you know? They can bomb up the planet as much as they want. They can't change the truth to a lie. You see? And this is the truth lying down in here. Nobody not paying any attention. I'm reading it. I'll affirm what makes sense, what don't make no sense. I kick it out. It says, they are saying that of all that the modern science, and a science, and a real science, it may be science in some ways, but it's not the general science that nurtures civilized life. These guys not talking none of that. So you see what I'm saying here, showing dirt and everything from prehistory. And like, oh, no, it's guesswork still. What we know about them is still guesswork. Fucking shit. Nasty body. Fucking body. White people. Oligarchy. Fucking body. White men and women. Run us down. What are we doing with white people in our territory? What are we doing? And they are telling us it's theirs. Listen to the way Biden talk and all these Trump they talk. Nobody confront them with history. No. The whole white fucking criminal them are now the prince on the power of the hair. You have to be able to talk the truth without any respect of person. You don't see that. A lie is a lie, and this firmament here that the gods them create for life and stuff like that. You don't make these fucking white people them come and look into your face and tell you about your guesswork. Guesswork. You don't tell somebody who knows the truth that. You can't go tell, Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and all those guys who still in the fucking church and talk all kind of crap. The truth is the truth. And it says, given the rate of new discoveries, who is making these new discoveries? Fucking ass white people. They might go to the moon and all that. Right? Like, that's what it takes to start the world. You don't take that to start the world. A new world. Right? But listen what they're saying, and if you don't have sense to know what these sodomite evolutionary white people are doing, if you don't know what they're doing. Because they're telling you now, what they call modern, is their rule. Modern, it's science and stuff like that. But they have everything, all right? Given the rate of new discoveries, the current theory of early human life might well be changed in a few years. Who is going to change it? Those who wrote prehistory? No. What happened to the science of prehistory? Them no count. These fucking white science, white men now, fuck body, that are them have the new discovery now of early human. Don't tell me that. Don't tell me that. You can't speak that and make that. That can never be made truth. You know what I mean? And the more you examine what these white people are saying, if you go on Google and go all around, and more, this is just one spot in this world, is to take truth, that they're writing all these old bunch of fucking asshole concepts Okay? Like believing in Jesus and all that kind of thing there. It's fucking ass inspiration, the writing. Because they don't throw away fucking ass. Because now they learn about law. They use that now to married. Fuck ass. Yeah. That's what they do. And black people behave like nothing wrong with it. Not all of us. Some of us know something. And if we can't get to the point where no, this our realization take us beyond this fucking ass talking about their ruling. And A.D. and Adamani, you sign on the dotted line. This fucking ass, they don't want nothing about no law. No king law code. They know about it, but they think that they can go around it and drag black people under it. No, you know what? No, I don't bond for that. I don't bond for that. So it goes on. From hominid to homo sapiens. White people come from hominid. We, homo sapiens, sapiens, we don't come from the hominid because there's two, the hominid and homo sapiens. So hominid is not a homo. You see, you'd have to develop that after the hominid, but you come from the hominid, like the first one, and then the Homo erectus come second from hominid. So they are a hominid evolutionary set of a human. And the African ethnic people come from Homo sapiens. It's two different things. If you will, can't you see it? Earliest Homo sapiens. The earliest human-like creature lived in Africa. As long as 3 to 4 million years ago. Not talking about Homo sapiens, it's talking about the hominid. 3 to 4 million years ago, the earliest human-like. White people are human-like. They are not human, only human-like. Creatures live in Africa as long as 3 to 4 million years ago. Called Australopithecines or South or Southern apes, right? It's not who, listen, see right here? This is not talking about the Homo sapiens right now, no. It's talking about the humanids, right? They have been in existence 3 to 4 million years ago. Or they come out from southern apes. White people come from apes. You see, they talk about the blood where them have. You see. And why they fucking batty. You understand that? Now, this is a world history textbook. Nobody don't want to hear this. But it's the truth. And when you lack the truth, the world is in the state that it's in right now. They might turn everybody into batty fucker. That's what's going on when you don't know the truth. You begin to take sympathy with it. And a fucking batty is not sympathy in the civilized sense. You see? And they must stay in Europe with fucking batty culture. Okay? because a civilization is a group of people who follow the same form of life. They don't have anything to do with the ethnic black people. Them come from Southern Apes by their discoverer, Donald Johnson. They flourished in Eastern and Southern Africa. They were the first hominid humans and other creatures that walk upright. That's a distinction. They want us to think that now because they can learn to talk and stuff like that, they can tell us that who we are and what we are not. They can't do that. They don't have sense to do none of what they're doing. They're coming from the most basic form of life, okay? To make simple stone tool. Prove that. 1.8 million, that's all white people could have made out of Homo erectus. And then that's where they try to go out and out and breed up with Neanderthals. Yes. And they all died out. They are up for extinction. And the reason why they're not extinct already is because they interbreed with the black people. Yamana. Sepi. Nobody not reading the history to talk about these kind of things. And that's the reason why these white people fucking body and bring the Bible, come destroy everything about us, and they want us to fuck body. That's what the Bible is all about. Because nothing about Adam and Eve is true. Nothing about Jesus Christ is true. They want you to fuck body. That's what the white people them want. And look how far they've gone in controlling the world reproduction. All the wealth of the world. And black people are going like, they don't understand what I'm going. Well, I'm reading it here. And if you're listening to it, it's up to you to read and see whether or not I could be talking the right thing. Well, I know I'm talking the right thing, but you have yet to find out, whether or not I'm getting it right. Now, if you ever want to talk to me, it's 347-850-1358. This is a big deal. It's a big deal because if you don't want to find yourself, you don't bother read and try to find out nothing. Right? Go ahead with these faggots to church. Now, Suan Tool. That's what these white people know to do. It's like Suan Tool. Today they want to make you feel like they are making far beyond their reach. Not Nagasa. Listen, there's a difference between the truth, people who is trying to do something else, and I mess up the truth with their lies. Now, the history clearly distinct fucking body people them as a total different class of moving beings. Yes. And the history shows how they get where they are. Homo sapien is not into that class. Okay? Two and two. We come in the Bronze Age, and the gods begin to set up Bronze Age, make tin and copper to make bronze. And it changed up the way of life. And that's where they came in and begin to destroy the Bronze Age process. These white fuckers, that's what they do, call themselves sea people. That's the first place they begin to make their mark. It was not political yet. You see, it's 509 BC when they make their political mark and begin to call themselves all kind of name. And this is when they really began to work their thing. And black people don't understand that. Because we at least need to read and read the right information about us. Just like I'm doing right now, it's the World History Textbook. There's no university or no place out there that is not without the World History Textbook. All right? So what I am saying is a certified information. The church are not certified establishment. The church is not. That's holding on to. And you're holding on to it simply because you don't know this history right here. You can't know this history and go to church, right? And they come in there and shoot you and do all kind of stuff to you. And since they claim that they are government, nothing will come of it. Now, I mean, this is time to roar and thunder about this. So it goes on. Recently, however, archaeologists in Kenya have discovered a skull that they believe is from yet another form of hominid. And when they say that, I am not even, you know, so convinced, because now they want to turn it off into a pluralism thing where they're talking about a different hominid, right? As to give them leverage to talk a whole bunch of batty fucking nonsense. You see what I mean? That's what they're doing. Now, they have called it Kenyanthropus Pleiops, nose man of Kenya, and think that it is about 3.5 million years old. Listen, a second stage in early human development occurred with the appearance of Homo erectus. That's the white people foundational second development. White people. So, you see, he don't talk about Homo sapiens yet. It only let you know that we are in the human existence, but we not coming from humanoid. And all that I have read about 3 point something million, no. So clearly it fits when it is said that these white people move out of Africa into Europe with their ability to make a fire and stone tools. That is clear for them. 1.8 up there in Europe. Now, let them tell what kind of civilized stuff did they do, because the first thing they begin to do with some civilized sense is to be a criminal. That's the first thing white people did, was begin to terrorize African people because they couldn't be content with what they could do. So to steal and kill other people for what they have, that's what they started out doing. Now, if you can stay there and make them make church and all cathedral and all kind of thing and support all kind of causes that make it seem like, oh, you know, they are good people too. Don't let them fool you. Let them show you what they did in Europe or Asia for 1.8 million years. Let these white ass, fucking ass people who can't stay where they belong, they have to go everywhere African people are and claim that they have a right to be there. If you can't handle it, all right, leave it to me, because that's what I'm doing. If you can't be out there and these things are here and white people are going to and fro and behaving like they have no feather in their wings, they can't fly. And these guys have all the freedom and the liberty to go about and fuck all everybody's ass, you see, and kill who they want to kill. You know what I mean? Because you see, U.S. government has killed off so many African leaders. Black people not saying anything, you know? Not even Farrakhan. And all of these Absalom guy and all these kind of stuff. These guys have rubber tongue. You see, for them truth fall in the street. Read Isaiah 6:9. You see what I mean? Nothing isn't happening under their hands, because they are going to go on until the last one of them dead, and still these white fuckers are still here holding down things, because they're wasting their breath talking these whole bunch of issues that fall down in the street. It's not making way for African people to govern themselves. Oh, no. This fucking ass is saying, we're going to rule over you all. Take everything you have, and you're going to beg us. That's what they're saying. Only when you develop the historic knowledge, these people will respect you and walk out from your presence. Apart from that, they want your ass to fuck too. Okay? I don't have any reason to say anything else besides that, because that's all that is laying out in front of me. You know, they are in the habit of cutting off what I'm saying. They are in the habit of cutting off what I'm saying. You know, when the God is going to cut them off, you know, it will be a mournful time, simply because these people could have made the right life for themselves and not go out and be a criminal and kill off everybody who's not trying to do nothing wrong to them, but they get some civility and all they want to do is go through the back door and call themselves the greatest. Fucking sickness. Sicken, sick stomach. I mean, white people. That's what they do. And none of them need to be speared. None of them need to be speared. Because they're all here looking at black people like, okay, oh, they're black. You don't, that's what you come here for, do. All right, well, you're going to find out what you're going to get in return for doing that. You see, because if you can't do everything for yourself and stay at your birth ground, you know you're going to follow us everywhere we go. All right. Well, it's time for you to get it. It's time for you to get it. And what you're going to get is equivalent to too much water on the ground. Thunder and lightning, fire and all that. The gods have all of those things for you. Earthquake and all this kind of stuff. White people going to get. Right? Yes. Everything that is to wipe you off the planet Earth, that's what you are all going to get. Masam play cool. Writing all these kind of stuff. You know you faggot, and you come in here messing up the right people's life. Don't do it. Stop. Go back where you come from, because it's not going to end like this. It is not going to end like this. And the powers that created us and put us here You should respect that. Respect that, because they govern and they rule. The gods. Everything they do here is in evidence. And you guys come in and talk about, you know, I mean, it's guesswork. We are guesswork. But you write a Bible and you couldn't tell the truth that black people are the first civilized people. And I'm going to read it to you. Here is the critical explanation of our identity. A second stage of early human development occurred with the appearance of Homo erectus, the white people, upright human being. That's what it says for them. Human being. A species that emerged around 1.5 million years ago. These are the white people they're talking about. Homo erectus. It's very, very clear. Homo erectus made use of larger and more varied tools. That's why people, ancestors. These hominids were the first to leave. Listen. These hominids were the first to leave Africa, right? Move into both Europe and Asia. These white people are pinned down into National Geographic world history. What them a do in the African territories after 100,000 years? That they came out from Africa. The same people that they call black. The ethnic people. We come out and settle down and is over the past 12,000 years. Since they learned to read from us and do things, they decide that they're going to kick us out. So they come just like where they started out to destroy our civilization in the Bronze Age, Mesopotamia and around those areas. All they do is come around and steal, come over the hill and do all kind of evil things. That's what they started out doing. And when they come over and say they are government, they continue to use bogus AD and Adamani to steal from the black people, kill them, and then pay no penalty because they said AD and Adamani is impunity for anything. Fucking ass, no. You see, even earlier when they came out and start their imperial colonialism. Back then, they had more concern, so they didn't come all out to show themselves as faggots, you know? They take their time and send roots down. So they went on until, you know, they make up churches and stuff like that and find out, black people take on to the church. And that's where everything went awry. I mean, black people don't have control over nothing anymore. Neither do they seek to have control. And everything go to ruin. Everywhere you go, you see church. Everywhere where African people are, you see church, 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 church. Nothing what it is saying here is applicable today. Nothing. And it goes on to say this. After I describe and tell you where white people get their intelligence from, you got to see that when they come out of Africa here, they only could make stone tools, very different stone tools. Okay? Out of stone. And it is telling you that they leave Africa and come over Asia and Europe, right? 1.5 million years ago. Homo erectus made use of larger and more varied tools. The hominid were the first to leave Africa and move into both Europe and Asia. They were able to do so in part because they learned to use fire to keep warm in cold areas. You hear that? White people that you see here talking about the ruling and they have control over black people. This is where they're coming from, by interbreeding. So their head is never going to be good because they have to kill off everybody else for them to survive. Interbreed up and stuff like that. Fuck your body and everything. If you think it's a joke, I mean, for me, it's not a joke. It's not a joke. And it's coming to the point where it ends. All right. Now listen. Listen to this. Another segment. Around 250,000 years ago, listen. While these people gone over in Africa, why this world history textbook don't say white people are civilized? Why? Because they're not. By the explanation I just read of them. Right? So if you want to lose sight of what is true, well, you're gone. You goose cook. Around 250,000 years ago, a third, remember, they are the second in the human chain, but this third, 250,000 years ago, and crucial stage, imagine, because the gods going to jump the gun and create hybrid, you see. Stage of human development began with the emergence of a new species. Why do you not know about that? Why the Bible don't talk about that? No. Who is this third dimension tree species 50,000 years ago? Who is it? You are not fucking white people. Who is it? What species developed 250,000 years ago? No, you're not fucking us right now. You need to tell the truth because it's in the world history textbook. You see, what you claim you have is not yours. You're a fucking liar. Thief. It's in the world history textbook. Who know he is? But it come because black people don't understand. Well, not all of us now have no sense right now. And not all of us not willing to talk. You see. Because you get in the blast and you must know what you're going to do. You're going to know what to do. You're going to know what to do. Because the truth prevails. But the truth is what they're trying to cover up with the Bible. And this is what it says. We are the third and crucial stage. And there's a reason why it is saying that. There will be no human aid that is going to get to the level of civility. Only the Homo sapien produced that. Right? And they only do it by the election to be hybrid. Okay? two subgroups come from this third dimension, and who these white people mingle with is the Neanderthals that came from the Homo sapien. And we are taken from Homo sapien and mingle with the God's blood. That's how we become hybrid humans, different from them. They use the Bible to tell us about a God in a garden so that we don't know who we are. You see? And if you grow up ignorant, you're going to live ignorant. But here it is. I'm reading it to you. National Geographic World History. I am on page 21 here. This is section 1, chapter 1, the first humans. You see? So the first one that don't come after anything, and the critical one is the one who is the hybrid. And they don't want to write that in the Bible. So they go around the truth. When they talk about the gods and the Elohim, you know, the plural, you know, tense and the singular tense in the Bible, they don't want to go straight with it. So they go crooked and see where they come with Adam and Eve in a garden. And what is that? When you read that, you find out it's all, you know, I mean, diarrhea, fucking diarrhea that them into talking about Adam and Eve. It's nothing for black people to accept. Nothing whatsoever. Get the truth. All the churches here out there, it's all fucking diarrhea inspiration these white people are sucking each other's ass all and fuck them with them penis. That's what they do. That is what they do. Learn the truth. They don't have anything. They don't have law, real law. For them, law is to protect their fucking ways and killing. That's what for them law for the AD and Adamani. Fucking thief them. There's nothing to ease up these folks. All what you see, they take as wealth and stuff like that, and of every establishment, it goes down at that midnight hour. Because they are fucking uncivilized. So here we are, for the people who want the truth, it is the truth right here. It says, critical stage in human development began in the emergence of a new species, Homo sapiens. Wise human being. Two distinct sub-Neanderthals and Homo sapiens. So remember, when you hear Homo sapiens, that is the created species that was crucial to create a hybrid creature. And this is what happened. And that's what is causing the world here, causing the problem in the world today with these, I mean, so-called second stage white people them from Homo erectus that go into Egypt 1.5 million years ago. And you let them show you what kind of a civility they developed to, because they could only, you know, make fire. Let them show what they did. Now, if what the gods did in making the hybrid is not the way they get civilization, let them show it. Let them show how. And why were they going to our pantheons and learning to offer, make sacrifices and what you call ceremonies? Yeah, they were making them set themselves priests and everything like that. That is where, over the past 12,000 years, they get their little learning. And now they call themselves Romans, they call themselves Greeks, they call themselves all kind of names. These white people call themselves and put their groups all over the place and then behave like they are all, them talk, refer to them like a political power and not Nagasa. Not Nagasa. They don't have no roots and down in civility with what they're doing. And worst of all, they don't business on our territory, right? So we cry and we mourn and blah, blah, blah. And we don't really understand a lot of things. But now, it's not so anymore. It is not so anymore. They don't own anything that they come and seize on our territory. They may use their AD and Adamani as law to say they have a right to kill us and to seize what we have. Really, that is breaching the law code of all kings throughout prehistory, come right back after the flood. These white people will go back to their nests, no matter what, because what they are using to do all these fanciful things around the world. It's the lie that they told. All of it hinges on the lie that they told. And the theft that they do, I'm talking about worse, is to like throwing the kings out, throwing the king out of the Roman dynasty, and say they are the Romans. Fucking ass. Too much, man. They want too much of what is not theirs. I mean, whether somebody wants to pay attention to what I'm saying, I'm reading the World History textbook. No, you're not going to hear anybody coming and say, amen, amen, amen. No, but when I go to church and the fucking Jesus and the fucking Father that begat the Son and all these kind of a fairy tale, yes, amen, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, praise the Lord. That's what you hear. Now, it goes on to say this, because this is a very special place in this World History textbook. It goes on to say, the third stage of human development began with the emergence of a new species, Homo sapiens. That's the basis here. Wise human being is going to beget us hybrid with the blood of the gods. Two subgroups, Neanderthals and Homo sapiens sapiens, us, both developed from Homo sapiens. When they interbreed with the Neanderthals, They came from the Homo sapiens. You see? They were not supposed to do that. That's what they do. It's like they knew that they were making a new level of human life. Or improve the level that they were on. It doesn't make them a third. You'd have to come the way created. Like the gods started the Homo sapiens as a species. Different from the Homo erectus and where the Homo erectus come from. This don't come out of the 3 million humanoid them. This Homo sapiens. And only two subgroups come out of it. White people them is they're not one of them. They don't come out from the Homo sapiens. They are Homo erectus. You see, when they mingle with the Neanderthal that came out from Homo sapiens, it did them good, a lot of good. But then They are not civilized. But they were in a position to mingle with the ultimate, with the crucial ones. Homo sapiens sapiens. It's us. That's why they come and write a Bible, and everything in the Bible is about us. It's about us. It's not about them. They're little nonsense, ignorant fucking white people where it will never amount to anything. Look at, they disgrace themselves all over the world right now this day. They tell the world who they are already. You see, and it's only a matter of time. The civilized world will get rid of them. Really? Because they prove to the world that they don't deserve to be on planet Earth. White people do not deserve to be on planet Earth. Plain and simple. If you can find a way to modify that, you can do it, let me hear, because I'm going to use the facts on where you say. And that's all there is to it. The truth is the truth. And, you know, you don't want the truth, but you want licking a man's ass and fucking a man's ass. That's what you all want. And you don't belong with us at all. And if you think it's nice to belong with us, it's coming after you. You don't business to come among us and want us to fuck our ass. No, you don't. And you all can stay there, right? Because when the gods are going to sack it to Hunu, there's nothing you can do about it. Nothing you can do about it. And all that you thief and kill and stuff like that, it's all over with them. Because you have to have your old self to do things. And when you lose that, there's nothing about life anymore, right? The gods going to fix your business. Cicero tell you that the gods the things on this planet, so with all they take up on themselves to do these whole bunch of evil stuff and feel like they are the king, fucking ass people, killing people for nothing. Just to take, they take it for something because it's what they want. And to show that, they are the best people on this, the mightiest people on earth. That's what they are doing, right? And now it comes down to where nobody not, you know, even bother trying to correct nothing because they feel like, you know, that's it. But it's not true. Vengeance is coming. Vengeance is coming. I'm fixing this and let you know I'm not blowing out hair. Two distinct subgroup, Neanderthals and Homo sapiens sapiens both developed from Homo sapiens. Neanderthals were first found in the Neander Valley in Germany. So you can understand where German, who are Germans, you see. Neanderthals offspring mixed up with white people. Neanderthals were first found in Neander Valley in Germany. Their remains have been dated between 100,000 and 30,000. And remember, 100,000 is when the African hybrid were leaving out of, not everyone, but they are those that were leaving to come to the western part of the world. All right? So, they died out like about 30, 40,000 years ago, the Neanderthals, right? So their remains were have been dated between 100,000 to 30,000 BC and have been found in Europe. And Southeast Asia. You see that? Neanderthals relied on a variety of stone tools. Let the white people show you how do they come to appreciate bronze. All right? Let them tell you that. And when? Can't differ from this world, it's a textbook. Yes, them are stone tools. But now, you can't tell them that because they steal everything from us. Seem to be the first early people to bury their dead. So they were pretty smart. Yeah, they were pretty smart. But they don't have the details of civilization. They don't have that. It's hybrid stuff. And hybrids are the only one that spread civilization over the world. That's what the history says. Some scientists, now this guy is telling us about, you know what we know about prehistory is guesswork. Right? You know, we don't really know the truth about our origin. You see what I mean? So the thing is with these white people, look at them and where they're coming from and what they are doing with us. They're putting us underneath them. We're not underneath fucking us, white people, you know? No, we're not. And they think all the weapons and stuff like that that they have now, oh, they're far above us. Oh, they're going to find out how easy it is to go up there, but come down is another thing. We have not done these people nothing. Nothing at all. They got good stuff and elevation from us, but they decided that, oh, we are nobody. Imagine that. Well, watch them become exactly what they're supposed to. All that enhancement that they get from African and from Homo sapiens, they lose it. They will lose it. And they're interbreeding and trying to keep themselves, you know, longevity. But they're going to find out. And so it goes on to say here, this gives you all the evidence you need about these faggots. Homosexual then, right? It doesn't matter how these people look nice and stuff like that on TV and stuff like that and speak, you know, like they're all right. You got to look at the foundation of their origin and what their makeup. All you black men want to go married white girls. Some scientists maintain that burial of the dead indicates a belief in an afterlife. Neanderthals in Europe made clothes from the skins of animals that they had killed for food. Yeah. So I imagine that these white people were able to make some kind of a clothing out of animal skin. But what about cotton? They don't know nothing about that. Oh. So when it comes technology, it's the gods who give us technology. And they're behaving like, oh, they had technology from Homo erectus. All right. Now, this is the next one I want to read here. And this is addressing us, Homo sapiens sapiens. As I read before, here is the follow-up. The first anatomical, the first anatomically modern humans, people who look like us, known as Homo sapiens sapiens. Wise, wise human being. So the first Homo sapien was wise human being. But now we are double human being, wise. Double wise, wiser, and double Homo sapien. All right. What it says about us? It says, appearing in Africa. Remember what it says a while ago? 150,000 years. Yes, 150,000 years ago, a third and crucial stage of humanity. Us. So it comes back and it's addressing this, you know, here in its own column. It says, the first anatomically modern humans, people who look like us, known as Homo sapiens sapiens, wise, wise human being, appeared in Africa between 150,000 and 200,000 years ago. Recent evidence indicates that they began to spread outside Africa around 100,000 years ago. That was when it says the Neanderthals did something. Yes, their remains have been found. No, not that one. Okay. All right. Now, 100,000 years was when we were leaving out. But it is that we have been around 50,000 years at this point. Right? Because we came about 150,000 years. 150,000 years. And so we came out of Africa, spread 100,000 years ago. What did the white people know at that point? Nothing but stone tools. Nothing at all but that. They can make a fire. There's nothing else. They don't know nothing about social order. Nothing like that. What the hell are we doing with white people that are going everywhere and imperial colonialism? They don't even fucking know what that is except to kill people and steal what they have. Imperial, like it is law. Them don't know nothing about law. That's why they do it. The words of truth, when it is spoken, you don't get away from that. Fucking fool. And come here in the face of the gods. Come here and talking about what and what Hunu know and what Hunu do. Fucking ass white people. You want us to bow down to that? No, it will never happen. Go back to where you come from and go continue fucking your ass over there. Nobody, we not going to come and bother you. But look, you need to get away from us because the gods, to the gods be the glory. Great things they have done. Okay? You talk about a God begotten a son. That's what you have. You take it over to Europe. Leave black people alone. My friends, that is the special feature and my preamble. I am very glad that I am able. I did not have it in mind to go this way with it, but this is where it comes. The inspiration is right. It is needed to remind people of what the truth is. Yes? And so, I'll take Pianki. It's a long time I have not seen Pianki, but the last time we did not have a nice chat, you see, because Pianki is pretty much under the influence of the sodomite white people then. I don't think Pianki is a sodomite, but a ocean of black people are under the churches out there. Look at the churches, you know. Pianki might probably know that the church don't mean anything, but he's not doing anything to destroy the church, you know. But I know he's defiant to certain things, but he don't care. He don't look beyond the white people, them imperial colonialism. You know, it's like he doesn't seem to understand. He don't think it's wrong because, you know, he just think like these guys have a legal right to do what they want to do. Like, what to the king? You know, the kings, law code, I'm a Robbie and stuff like that, Bianchi. What? You don't know nothing about that? So, really, I can understand. The only thing is if when you can't visualize the raw, raw, raw historic truth. When you are not able to grasp that and you're defending the people who are corrupting our civilization, you're defending them. How do you do that? I can't do that. I'm in the church all the time and start to read. And I don't see a way, a possible way of going in that direction with my thoughts on what I read. You know what I mean? But these people who are spoiled, they want to affirm what they believe, what's been taught to them. And that's not the way it works. You have to follow the word. Follow that direction and get the kind of world where the history is telling us about. All right. Well, it was nice you stopping around. You know, I don't know if you gone beyond the last time where we talked, but, you know, you know, I don't get to miss somebody who go off like that because I know what it is to get out of that whole bunch of foolishness. And I just cannot entertain somebody who is adamant about talking something they're not able to clarify. And I have to have the clarity. I have to have clarity because I cannot progress without clarity. All right. Now, let's work on this now. This is the headline that, you know, carry the show where, you know, it's supposed to go. Uncivilized European sodomy cures for sugar empire, cotton kingdom, slavery church. That's what they care about. If you don't read the history, I know what history says. Follow the history. This is where you fall. You fall under the influence of these uncivilized European sodomy. Who cares for sugar empire that they never knew? Remember what I said? Did they have sugar empire in 1.5 million years? Did white people, honest fuckers, did they have sugar empire? Did they have cotton kingdom? Did they have slave church? No. These fucking ass don't have anything civilized. Now they want to take our civilization and do and fuck all kind of ass they want and then behave like this is the way the world's supposed to be. Oh, dear Anu, King of heaven and earth, help us. Really, help us. Because, Angusa, how we find ourselves in this whole bunch of mess is a story that I come to know. I wasn't born with that intention. I don't find myself with that intention. I am too sad because this is not what I expected in the world as I grew up. No. So now I'm a vicious, vicious kind of person right now when it comes to the truth, not evil. I am full of vengeance right now. So you white people, you need to go home because look, the truth is going to liquidate you. The truth. Okay? If you all think that, yes, you are right to do what you do to black people, open your eye or whatever little sense you have because it's not going that way, you know. It's not going to go that way. You all are going to come to a disgraceful end if you don't know. I'm telling you. Get out. Get out of our territory, out of our place. We have a government to run for ourselves. And, you know, no more of the entertaining of your fucking ass and your church. That's what I am told to tell you, and I'm telling you that. And I hope you have sense to know to draw your cover back to where you come from. Don't come here and tell people what you have right to rule here. Because you don't have nothing called constitution that has any legitimacy to rule hybrid people anywhere on the planet. Nowhere on the planet. For somewhere to go over your steppe, right? And over Europe and Asia. That's your place. Not in the places that we go into the Western world when we walk out of Africa. You come here and use all these diseases where you develop over time and come and let it out on us and kill us off and take over everything we have. The world needs to, you know, I mean, wake up and understand what these white people are like. Don't let them adjust themselves and look like us. They take everything from us. Let them go and go use it the way they want. Where they come from. Don't follow us. Do not follow us. Cursed be you. Day and night. Get out. Blessed be the gods that create us and supply us with all good things. Your fucking ass come here. Everywhere we go, come. You come in with you in. What is imperial colonialism? Will somebody tell me what that is? Because they seem to make it seem they can say anything. Just fuck us and make it happen for them. That's all they are about. We don't do that. You don't see black people don't live that way. The other one who mess up black people, make black people don't even know their head from their tail. And black people are vicious and don't know what to do with themselves. These fucking ass, they did it to them. They did it to them. How can the sodomites, rebels, How can the sodomite rebel, Julius Caesar, born 100 BC, be presented as an important figure in a number of important events took place at the end of the Roman kingdom and beginning of the Roman Republic? What end of Roman kingdom and begin at the end of Republic? The Roman kingdom is the one that ended in 509 BC when they fucking wipe us, when they overthrow the king and call themselves Romans. Because you see what they're saying here? End of the Roman kingdom. When they can only talk about two Roman kingdoms, because when they say they became a kingdom after the Roman Republic ended, they go raise up an empire, right? And I imagine that's a kingdom. When did that end? That is way down, almost before the end, close to the end of BC millennium, or what they call it, century. I mean, it's a century. Near to the end of the BC century, they can talk about when their kingdom end that time, but the one that they are talking about that ended, right, in a number of important events took place at the end, which means they're talking about Julius Caesar, right, who was born 100 BC. They are saying that he's a figure in a number of important events that took place at the end of the Roman kingdom. That is 509 BC. Because that was a Roman kingdom for real in 509 BC that they overthrew. It is authentic Roman kingdom. And this is what they're talking about. Now catch these fucking liars. And beginning, and right then, when they overthrew that Roman kingdom, it was the beginning of a Roman Republic. Who is that? Who are those who now call themselves Roman Republic? The same Indo-European white people. Are them? I call themselves that. Are them are the criminals? And they don't have the sense to relate the lies them what they propose to tell. That would be history forever. And this is what they are writing, that Caesar Augustus born 100 BC, and is an important figure presented. Now they backtrack, you know, like a lot of things they write about black people and stuff like that. They backtrack time to make it seem like, you know, it is applicable long time and stuff like that. That's what these white people do in the Bible and all around. You see, because they don't have any credible personality character that to present the civilized world. They do not. So they're using pretense And when they write anything to make it seem like it have, you know, like it have, you know, substance in it, they write it to make you think it is a present, current thing. When they backdating it and just invent it, invent anything in the past and bring it out like it is, and make it like it's present or current today. So, I am saying to you that this guy, these white people, this is their official information on where they stand in the world, right? After they do all of these evil stuff, they have the right to, like, keep them, like, in a position like they are autonomous. And it is far from the truth if you're reading properly. So now, Roman Republic start 509 BC. This is when the criminal, they overthrow the king and take over the place in Rome. And now Rome becomes theirs from 509 BC. Pope over there in St. Peter's Basilica. You see? And they're talking about they are now the Roman Republic over in Rome. All right? That is impossible. There's just no way this guy born 100 BC and you put him to represent things that were done when they overthrow the Roman Empire or the Roman Kingdom. They overthrow the Roman Kingdom. And then start the beginning of Roman Republic. The Roman Kingdom, a black people government. And they overthrow the Roman king and take over the place. And start it off the very same day, 509 BC, as Roman Republic. How did these white and civilized white people, when they come from no civilized background, going to come here now and call themselves Romans? They don't know what to lie. They don't know what to lie. It is impossible to do that. You got to be blind. Accept that is any truth. Just like the Bible. You have to be blind to not see that the Bible is a fucking fool, right? A fucking fool's writing. And expect that is going to stand and make sense when there is authentic history for people to read. Now, that is impossible for this guy to born 100 BC and you put him to representing that started 509 BC. Doesn't make any sense. Not a lick of sense. And if you want to give that attention, like it means something to you, well, that is you, your mind. Who can stop you from doing that? All right. But Homo erectus, Indo-European experience of 1.8 million years living on the Asian steppe forged into Africa and America, White House. Also, sound impossible too, for them to leave from the steppe and go into America, where they call the White House. Where they get knowledge to do that from? They get education from the African people. Okay, and they don't know where to do. They think they can, you know, take over the world and run it. Never forget their uncivilized indigenous origin. Okay, okay. Get it straight. I am the one who come to set it straight then. If there is nobody else, well, it's got to be me. I mean, is anybody else coming? Never forget their uncivilized indigenous origin. You can't step over that. Otherwise, these people will kill you. Like they have killed so many of us. Number, I mean, at a great number, I cannot even tell. Which explains the present biological blend makes them up today. The mad, lawless, half-civilized humans. That's who white people are. They think they are nice. Take it back to where they come from, indigenous land. Don't come here and kill us and go and like say everything's all right. It does. It's not. I'm telling you, get out. One of the most important figures of this period is Julius Caesar. A number of important events took place at the end of the Roman kingdom and beginning of the Roman Republic. In 509 BC, King Lucius Tarquinius, they call him Superboss. He's no Superboss. Stinking white people, him. Painting the king that I don't read anything else negative about the king except what they wrote. Okay? Fucking batty white people. That's the way they go about it. Yes. So, in 60 BC, Caesar Augustus and Pompey formed the first triumvirate, a political alliance that dominated Rome republics for several years. When did he do it? When did the Roman Empire do it? Roman Republic and the rise of Roman Empire. So what they're saying here, Julius Caesar was a Roman general and statesman. Okay, before I get to that, in 509 BC, King Lucius, okay, I got this before. Lucius Tarquinius was overthrown on that date, 509 BC, by the noblemen of Rome. Who were the noblemen? You can't identify the noblemen. That's how these fucking ass white people, that's how they steal and kill and hide themselves, right? But once you update there, they cannot get away with it. So it goes on now to say, Julius Caesar was a Roman general and statesman who played a crucial role in the events that led to the demise of the Roman Republic. So that's not talking about the Roman kingdom that they overthrow. So he's saying that Gaius Julius Caesar was a Roman general and statesman, played a critical role in the events that led to the demise of the Roman. You see? So how do they still use his name to say he played role back in like 400 years ago? Did he live all that long? No. This is what I'm trying to say to you, that these fucking white people, they don't care about the black people and what they achieve from black people. No, they want it to be like they are the one who evolve with the knowledge that they have. These must go down into the bottomless pit because they're too slimy. These people disrespectful. They're not up to that civilized frequency. What are they doing among us? Can you see what's going on here? Now, watch this. This was when he was doing things his way down in BC 60. You see, because remember, they take over Palestine 63 BC. You see what I mean? So this is when they settled down and like a good, 3 years or something like that, settled down and begin to do things down here. This guy never lived back there when they overthrew the king in Italy, in Rome. No. But that's what they're writing and fooling people, though. Mm-hmm. And then it goes on to say here, he formed an alliance, formed an alliance, the first triune veret, a political alliance that dominated Roman politics for several years. Born July 100 BC in Sub-Jura, Italy. My friends, that's what I have to tell you today, and I hope that all things go well with you. Take care. I'm talking the truth. That's all I have to do is to talk the truth. Maybe they're not done with it yet.